This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. North Korea did not launch that three-stage rocket today. This was the first day in the five-day window North Korea had designated for the launch of its rocket, which it says is intended to put a satellite into orbit. The launch was widely expected. Even South Korea's president said publicly he thought it would happen today. There were some brief moments of excitement when the Japanese government mistakenly announced that the rocket had been sent aloft, but there was no launch. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us from Seoul in South Korea, where he's monitoring the story. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Any indication as to why the launch didn't happen?
No, not really. North Korea didn't offer any explanation. They did release a statement this morning, came straight from the government of North Korea, saying that preparations for the launch had been completed and it would take place soon. So there was an expectation that that was going to happen today. But that was the extent of official statements from North Korea. There has been speculation that the weather might have canceled the launch today with cloud cover and winds in the area of the launch. That could be the reason. But this is only the third time North Korea has tried to launch such a large rocket, and both earlier attempts failed, so there could be any number of technical issues that might have delayed the launch.
And how are we getting information in the West about this launch? I mean, I imagine there's no North Korean mission control.
Well, I'm sure there is a North Korean mission control, but it's not connected to the communications of the rest of the world. As I said, there has been a little bit of information coming directly from the North Korean government. But this launch is being monitored by an extensive system of satellites and radar stations operated by the United States, Japan, and South Korea. Actually, Scott, it could be one of the most watched rocket launches ever when it actually takes place. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea have ships in the Sea of Japan that are going to track the launch from the moment the rocket engines fire. The United States may get more information about this launch than the North Koreans will, given the sophistication of American technology monitoring the launch. And it'll probably provide the U.S. with a picture of how advanced the North Korean missile program really is. Still, as you mentioned, not all the information will necessarily be accurate, because earlier today the Japanese government announced the launch had taken place, only to retract that a few minutes later.
Recognizing that this question might sound utterly ridiculous within just a few hours, is it possible that North Korea is having second thoughts because of cautions and warnings from President Obama and other world leaders?
Well, that would require me to just speculate about how North Korean leaders, Kim Jong-il especially, will make their decisions, and it's impossible to do. But I have to say that North Korea began preparing this rocket back in January. There were numerous appeals to them not to go through with the launch. The Obama administration has held that position from the first. The government of Pyongyang has rejected all of that, asserting that their goal is peaceful and that they have the right to launch a satellite in space. The rhetoric coming from Pyongyang all along has been quite hostile. It's clear North Korea isn't put off by threats of going to the UN Security Council from President Obama or anybody else. So we've got four more days in their designated launch window. There's still plenty of time. They say they intend to launch sometime between 11 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. I think they want to take daytime pictures of it so that they can show it on television, assuming that it's a successful launch. So we'll see whether the launch comes off on Sunday.
And here's Mike Schuster in Seoul. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Scott.